This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Dallas Morning News, Texas, a state with the largest black population and black spending power, is a natural place to promote black-owned businesses, says a Dallas megachurch pastor behind ongoing and new efforts to create black wealth. The Reverend Frederick D. Hayes, pastor of Friendship West Baptist Church, has challenged the Dallas Church's 12,000 parishioners and others to 100 days of buying black. The campaign started September 23rd and runs through the end of this year as part of the 100th commemoration of the Tulsa Race Massacre. The goal of the challenge is to continue the legacy of Black Wall Street by strengthening the economic base of the black community nationwide, Hayes said. While the concept to support black businesses isn't new, Hayes said it's one he believes is important to continue to introduce and expand as wages and spending power rise. Black buying power in Texas led the states with $148 billion in 2020, followed by New York and Georgia, according to the University of Georgia's Selig Center for Economic Growth annual report. Last year, African-American economic clout energized the U.S. consumer market as never before, rising 14% to $1.6 trillion, the report said. That represents 9% of U.S. consumer buying power. So far, 1,500 people have registered on Friendship West's website to log in more than $300,000 in spending. That doesn't account for all of us, Hayes said. He's not of the generation to rush to the computer, but knows that word of the challenge is spreading, and others across the country are consciously making it a habit to spend at black businesses. For me, it's just an economic habit, part of my routine, he said. And he recited a folk saying, "We're not new to this, we're true to this." According to the Daily Mail and the New York Times, Virgil Abloh, who made history as Louis Vuitton's first black artistic director, is dead at age 41, following a years-long secret battle with cancer. "We're devastated to announce the passing of our beloved Virgil Abloh, a fiercely devoted father, husband, son, brother, and friend," a message posted on the designer's Instagram account stated. "He's survived by his loving wife Shannon Abloh, his children Lo Abloh and Gray Abloh, his sister Edwina Abloh, his parents Nee and Eunice Abloh, and numerous dear friends and colleagues." According to the statement, Virgil chose to endure his battle privately since his diagnosis in 2019, undergoing numerous challenging treatments, all while helming several significant institutions that span fashion, art, and culture. "Everything I do is for the 17-year-old version of myself," his wife quoted him as saying in the Instagram post. "He believed deeply," she wrote, "in the power of art to inspire future generations. We're all shocked after this terrible news." Virgil was not only a genius designer, a visionary, he was also a man with a beautiful soul and great wisdom, Bernard Arnold, the chairman of LVMH, said in a statement. "The LVMH family joins me in this moment of great sorrow, and we're all thinking of this, of his loved ones after the passing of their husband, their father, their brother, or their friend." According to USA Today, a magnitude 7.5 earthquake rocked northern Peru on Sunday, collapsing a 16th-century Catholic church tower, although no deaths or serious injuries were immediately reported. Peru's civil defense chief, Carlos Yanez, said at least 4 people were injured and 220 homes seriously damaged or destroyed. Yanez also said some roads and other infrastructure were damaged. The quake struck at the sparsely populated region at 5:52 local time, U.S. Geological Survey reported. The quake was deep, about 70 miles below the Earth's surface, a factor that can sometimes reduce damage to buildings and infrastructure. The epicenter was 25 miles northwest of Barranca, a coastal city of 63,000 people, USGA said. We have 4 injuries that are very minor, but they are being treated in medical centers, Yanez told RPP Noticias. According to NBC New York, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a state of emergency ahead of potential COVID-19 spikes this winter due to the already circulating Delta and newly identified Omicron variants of coronavirus. The declaration, which goes into effect on December 3rd, will allow the state to acquire pandemic fighting supplies, increase hospital capacity, and fight potential staffing shortages. It would also allow the state health department to limit non-essential and non-urgent procedures at hospitals. We continue to see warning signs of spikes this upcoming winter, and while the new Omicron variant has yet to be detected in New York State, it's coming, Hochul said. The move comes hours after the governor said her office was closely monitoring the new variant, which was first sequenced in South Africa earlier this week. According to the Daily Mail, an Oakland security guard, a grandfather of 3, died after he was shot while protecting a TV crew reporting on scourge of smash-and-grab looting in Bay Area. Kevin Nishita, a former police officer, was on assignment to guard the KRON4 team as they reported on the latest robbery in California on Wednesday when a robber targeted the TV crew for their cameras. Nishita confronted one of 12 masked robbers to protect the reporters, and the thief shot him in the lower abdomen. He was rushed to Highland Hospital to undergo surgery but died on Saturday morning. According to the Daily Mail, Jesse Smollett's hoax attack trial begins this week, nearly 3 years after he told police he was beaten in the street by 2 MAGA hat-wearing light-skinned men who turned out to be a pair of Nigerian brothers who claimed the actor paid them to stage the beating. Smollett, 39, was charged with 6 counts of felony disorderly conduct in February 2020, a year after the incident. Each count carries a maximum prison sentence of 3 years, but it's likely he would be sentenced to probation if found guilty. Smollett was accused of orchestrating the attack by hiring brothers Abimbola and Alabinjo Asundiero to punch him and put a noose around his neck in what police said was an effort to raise his celebrity profile. He was charged first with 16 counts of lying to police, but the charges were dropped by Cook County State's Attorney, Kim Fox, who had connections to the actor's family. He was recharged in 2020 by a special prosecutor, and that is the case that is now going to trial. Smollett, who is black and openly gay, has always maintained his innocence and says he was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack. He doesn't deny that it was the brothers who were involved, but he says he did not lie to police in his version of events. According to CNN, Lee Elder, who was the first black golfer to play at the Masters, has died at the age of 87, the PGA Tour confirmed on Monday. Elder broke through Augusta's race barrier at the 1975 edition of the famous competition. He was honored at the 2021 Masters, joining Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player as an honorary starter in the ceremonial first tee shot to begin the tournament. Elder told CNN in 2015 that making his Masters debut in Augusta, Georgia was a very nerve-wracking experience. I was shaking so badly I did not know if I was even going to be able to tee up the ball, he said. How I got through it, I do not know. Just with the help of the Almighty, I got there and was able to put my ball on the tee. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.